everybody has a story, and everybody will teach you something about life if you're willing to listen. And like I said a little bit earlier, it kind of shows how our yeah. relationship started. And you get into hard work, which I think will probably be a theme that I'll yeah. have throughout this, is hard work and those types of things, that where you'll get in life at the end of the day with it, and how happy and successful you'll be. I really believe that from everybody that I've talked about, they kind of show you always need a little luck. But if you kind of keep doing that hard work and keep persevering, you're going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Hey, I've never run that excavator before. You'll figure it out. You could be a great worker, but if you're not showing up to work,
yeah,
like he'd tell you, if you're not here, you're not helping me.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter how good of a worker you were. If you can't show up to work and you don't have a good excuse, he's not going to keep you around. You know, a good firm grip, look him in the eye.
Yeah.
I don't think he cared where you came from, what you believed, or what you had going. If you worked hard, he was going to give you a fair shake.
Cool.
I really believe that. And I think that's gone a long ways with me when it comes to who I'm, if you want to say, hang around, who I'm with, the types of activities we do, right? Pour some concrete, right? You're sitting there. If people aren't going to work hard or pull their weight, it's those types of things that really... If you want to say, probably irritate me a lot, like they probably irritated my grandpa back in the day. So I know you hate that. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. First podcast ever.
Right.
Why not? But I'll tell you, that question has turned into a lot of wisdom. More wisdom than I ever could have got out of that question if everybody answered it the way I wanted it.
Right. There's one from my grandmother that I always like for a quote. And she'd always say, nothing's free. And that means a lot of different things, I really believe. And I also think that comes down to respect and hard work and all those things, that respect is earned. It's not free. That's what I always believe. You can learn something from somebody. Hey, it's fun to go out and shoot a rifle at a target. When you go deer hunting, it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
It's fun to harvest that deer and do those things, because you get so many stories and all these other things that happen with it.
Yeah.
And so when you get all that, but you show there's hard work all the way along. That's one of my favorite places to go, is out west.
Yeah.
You get up on the mountainside and you get in camp and you're 6 miles off the closest road possibly or more.
Yep.
And it's nothing but hard work.
Happy Friday and welcome to Forever Father's Friday Follow-Up. Write me an essay on your accomplishments for this week. How long is that essay? What if I asked you to write an essay on what you failed at? Both of these are important in the process of living your life to the fullest, really to living your life at all. It's one thing to wake up and be alive, but a whole other thing to wake up and live, to wake up and succeed, to wake up and go do. So as I've said before, sit up straight, listen, and take notes.
Hey everyone, welcome to Friday Follow-Up, episode 13. Hope you got to listen to Ben's interview. That was pretty cool. I got to hang out at his place. And actually, I'm still here for Friday Follow-Up. I decided, why not Friday Follow-Up with the interviewee himself. So I'm here with Ben again. Hey, Ben.
Hi, everyone. I'm glad that I can be the first time.
Yes.
The first person to ever do their own follow-up.
Yeah.
So this should be pretty interesting. It should be pretty cool.
I'm going to get as much of you recorded as I can in this trip.
Right.
So Ben had something in his interview that I decided would be a perfect for a Friday follow-up, guide. So we're going to go over the 10 commandments for career success. And where did you get this again?
I got this from a guy that I work with, and I don't know where he found it. But like I said, this guy really, him and I think a lot alike. So cool. It was really cool that he brought that out one day. And that was when we were really busy at work, a lot of things going on. And it was one of those that when you're managing people,
yeah,
I'll say managing people is like an adult daycare.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was one of those, he kind of said, hey, I think we should hand this out. If anything, get people thinking on how they operate, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a stay-at-home dad now, and I used to manage a parts store, right? And I love the guys that work for me, but I love my kids too. And what I say is I'm still doing the same job. The people are just smaller.
Right.
And I got to feed them half the time.
That's right.
That's the only difference. So I hope everybody just listen up, pay attention, take notes, and these are awesome ideas. That's why I wanted to do it. There, it puts it into 10 really simple steps to career success, to be good at your job and have success. And like Ben was saying, it gives you success in whatever you're doing. So I was, when he was reading these the first time, I thought, like, this is what I need to teach my kids, just to be good kids.
Well, I think if you do this, you'll end up being just a good person.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think that's what the key thing is.
Yeah, exactly.
That
in whatever area of your life you want to apply it.
Whether you're an employee, whether you're a kid, whether you're elk husband, hunting. Father, elk hunting, yes. Whatever it happens to be.
Yes.
I think if you do all these things and apply it to whatever it is, you'll be successful.
Yeah. Cool. So number one, be positive. Attitude is everything. Tell me about it.
Well, I think for me, I think where I've always been really lucky for the most part, I've got a positive attitude.
Yeah.
I believe in being positive. I think good things happen to good people. But it's one of those, if you give off a bad vibe,
yeah,
people know it and they're not going to want to talk to you. They're not going to want to do anything around you, right?
Yep.
They're not going to want to work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So being positive, to me personally, that's easy, being positive.
Because
I think, hey, things are great.
Yep. You know,
things could always be worse. No matter how low you get, things could be worse.
Yeah.
And that's one of those where I don't know, I guess for me, that's something that's always been easy.
Yeah.
And I think that's also one that a lot of people in my life, that seems to be the same thing, right? Positive. If you're around positive people, positive things happen.
Yeah. And I think that's why I like hanging out with you so much. But because I've caught myself in times where, you know, no matter what it is, there's times, even elk hunting, one of my favorite things in the world, where there's a couple hours where, like, you know, I'm not feeling real great right now.
Right.
But you and Brian both are exceptional at just turning it positive right away. And that's something I always look up to you for. But I think you guys do well.
Well, I think it's one of those, I think with both of us, and that's where I think I talked back in the interview, was things can always be worse.
Yeah.
But, it's just one of those that you add a little humor or do a little something. Man.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, you're like, man, this is horrible. This is, you know, fight through it, right? It's a little bit of fight through it. And you're trying to do something. Sometimes you got to trick yourself, right? Because not everything's positive.
Exactly.
There's a lot of negatives that go on.
Yep.
But it is one of those that positivity, man, if you can be positive, it lands a lot of things.
And it turns to everybody else around you, like you said. Everybody else will start being positive, too.
Right.
It makes a big difference.
I always say, when it comes to, like, if you're at work, you know, what's the saying? Go, one bad apple ruins the bunch.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. If you've got one person that isn't positive at work, or there's an issue.
Yeah.
That starts bringing everybody down.
Exactly.
And so that's where, if you can keep everybody positive.
Yeah.
And how do you redirect that, you know, whether it be at work or at home, whatever it is, get somebody so they're positive.
When I've heard somewhere that it takes, like, five times the positive energy to tamp down. It's 5-1.
The positive
energy to negative energy.
I would believe that.
So number two, show up on time every day reliably. You might as well just repeat what you said in the interview about that. That was perfect. You told me about your boss.
So I think that was my concrete boss, wasn't it? Yeah, so he literally, I remember there was a kid that I worked next to, and, man, the kid was a great worker. And he had a time where it was kind of the first time. Boss is pretty serious. You know, if you're not here, I need you. I need you here.
Yeah.
I remember he showed up late one day, and he just showed up on the job site, and the boss told him, you can leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Well,
because the way the boss looked at it, we're already running short.
Yeah.
We're working without you.
Exactly.
And right or wrong, let's just say a lot of people fell in line.
Yeah.
Right? Because they said, they ain't afraid to get rid of him.
Exactly.
Because he ain't showing up.
And he worked hard.
So number three is work hard. Earn your keep. Get something done. And, you know, for me, I think that's one theme that I've learned through my life. And like I said, with my grandfather, Warren, is really hard work.
Yep.
You work hard, good things will happen. I know some people, I've been around people that it's almost like they think, man, if I just show up and I do whatever, like, you're almost entitled to to a certain job or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's put your head down, work through it, and don't get lost in the weeds on, well, that person maybe got a promotion or this or that happened to them.
Yeah.
If you keep persevering and working hard, good things will happen.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the other thing, we were shoveling rock last year on a job in an airport, and the dump truck dumped 3-inch rock, and we're landscaping with it, right? And it was like, where am I in my life that I'm shoveling rock into wheelbarrows, you know?
Right.
So for the first 10 minutes, that's where it was. But then, you know what? I got to work hard. I don't care what I'm doing. You got to work hard. And what I realized is, so I kept telling myself, give myself an extra 10%. I'm going to give it an extra 10%. Like every 15 minutes, I'd be like, okay, another 10%. 10% harder, 10% harder. And at the end of the day, I didn't get paid anymore. I didn't get a promotion. There was still another big pile of rock to unload. But at the end of the day, I felt so much better. You know why? Because I worked hard.
Right, because you worked hard.
That itself is success.
And at the end of the day, this is the way I look at it too. You never know who's watching.
Yeah, yep.
So is it a boss? Is it whatever it happens to be?
Yeah.
Somebody's paying attention exactly. A lot of times. And you never know when you quit working hard.
Exactly.
And because you had that bad attitude or you didn't show up.
Yes.
All of a sudden that goes into, people pay attention to that.
Exactly.
And that's why these 10 commandments, I think, are so, if you follow them, you're going to be fine.
Yep.
Because there's normally somebody paying attention, especially if you're at work. Somebody's paying attention.
Exactly. Exactly. Number 1, 2, 3, 4 is get along, play together, play nice in the sandbox.
Yeah. So, you know, that, and I think I said in the interview, whether it be at work or at home, you got to figure things out.
Yeah.
If you're working with certain people, you might not like them all the time. You know, even at home, you're not always getting along with the wife or the kids perfect. Just like at work, you've got a boss, you've got other employees around, whatever it happens to be. You need to figure out how to make things work. You need to get along. If you're not getting along, nothing's going to get done. You're going to get stagnant and nothing's going to happen.
Well, I think a lot of the other things depend on getting along with people. If you want everybody to work hard, have them get along.
Absolutely.
Figure out how to get along.
Yeah, you got to figure it out.
Number 5 is pay it forward. Do more than is expected today, and you'll receive more than you expected. That's pretty cool.
I think it is pretty cool. And I think there's a lot of things in life where we talk about paying it forward. There's even people where they go through the drive-thru for coffee, they're paying it forward. Hey, pay for the car behind me or something, right? You know, there's a lot of different ways to pay it forward.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of truth in that. If you do more than expected, you're going to receive more than you expect.
Yeah.
And it might not be today or tomorrow, but it'll come.
Yeah.
So number 6, be flexible. Willingly take on different tasks. I think that's one of those, like if your boss asks you to do something, you might say, that's not part of my job description. Some people will say that.
Yep. Yep.
But if it's a focus for your boss, I always think it should be a focus for me then.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, if it's important to the company or my boss or somebody like that, I'm going to make sure that, guess what, if that's their focus, that better be my focus,
exactly.
At least somewhat too.
Yeah.
But that goes back into all these other things, right, of getting along and paying it forward and working hard and being positive. If somebody's asking you to do something, flexibility is you know, you're not just on a 2-lane road following, or a 1-lane road, I should say, just following one lane.
Right.
There's a lot of forks in the road, there's different lanes, there's a lot of different things, and at the end of the day, flexibility will get you a long ways.
Yeah.
I really believe that. And the more things you can do and have experience with,
exactly.
It only helps you down the road.
Oh, yeah. So
whatever that life experience is going to be.
Right. And who knows, you might enjoy it. My boss put me in I remember when he put me in the excavator, said, go do this. And it was something that, like, I probably shouldn't have been doing.
Right.
But go do it. And I got in there, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of like driving this thing. Like, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's rewarding in itself.
Absolutely. You never know. I mean, even for me, with the flexibility that I'll take back to our talk was just when a guy asked me to do safety.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm kind of like, oh, well, that's kind of out of my, you know, I'm like, kind of out of my realm a little bit, you know, I understand it, and I know why we do it, but
yeah,
it's one of those where Well, you got to get out of your comfort zone a little bit sometimes on certain things too.
Yeah, and look at where you are.
Yeah, it worked. It helps. It helps, right.
Number 7, figure it out. So be a problem solver, not a problem asker.
Right.
I like that one.
And I know for me, I expanded a little bit on that one in it, that we know a lot of people who, they like to tell what the problems are.
Yeah.
And I'll even say in today's political climate, if you want to say, a lot of people say what the problems are, but I don't hear many people's solutions.
Yep.
And that's one thing that I always like to say is, what's a solution?
Yeah.
It's easy to complain. The difficult part's finding the solution.
Yeah.
And that's really where it's, quit asking about problems, start finding solutions.
Exactly.
Not everybody's going to agree with your solution.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But it is one of those where you're having the conversation on, don't make it where, if I bring up these X, Y, and Z, that at least you're coming up with some sort of a solution. Exactly. I have a solution for it.
Yep. And that's something Dad would always, you know, when I started working, he said, you know, work harder than everybody else around you, all that jazz. And then he said, and if you ever have a problem you got to bring to your boss, start out with, hey, I got a solution for this, but let me tell you what's going on.
Right.
Don't bring up a problem unless you've got a solution. Yeah, like you said, they might not take your solution, but at least they know you're trying.
They know that, right.
You're headed in the right direction.
That's the right attitude to have, and really. Yeah, it goes a long ways with that.
Yeah. You're making your boss's job easier, making them look good.
Well, and you're bringing another perspective.
Yep.
Because you don't know which way your boss, because a lot of times with it, A, your boss might not know it's a problem. So you do need to bring up problems, but that's where you bring up a solution. If your boss didn't even know it was a problem,
he might not even be thinking about it yet.
He's not thinking about solutions to that problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he doesn't even realize it's a problem sometimes.
Yeah, you just saved how much time.
Right.
As well.
So when you bring those things up, and I think with all these things, it's, you're able to relay it back to home too.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Is there a problem at home?
Yeah.
Well, how do we find a solution for it?
Yeah. That is a good point there. Boy, I'll take that to heart.
Yeah, absolutely. You can keep using it.
No, and I always bring all this stuff back to elk hunting because in my head, that's what's always rolling through, you know. And you want to be careful who you're on an elk hunting trip with. And make sure they bring solutions before they bring problems.
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes a problem's just, you just end up in your own tent, you know.
Right.
That's how that can work out.
Sometimes it works that way.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, a little ingenuity, a little thinking about things, you can usually find some sort of a solution.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Why don't you take number 8?
Number 8, join the club. Be proud of your organization. And so that right there is, like I said, like whether it be me at work, being proud of whatever your organization you happen to work for, be proud of it, show it off, talk about it. It also goes to keep bringing back, like I said, a lot of these can come back to home.
Yeah.
Be proud of your family. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of all those things.
Yeah.
And I think if you show that you're proud of all those things, that gets back into those other ones, like the being positive.
Exactly.
Things like that it'll naturally drive some of that positive attitude. Things like that positivity.
Yeah.
That, hey, if you're proud of who you are as a family, things like that, it really makes a difference, I think, on a lot of that. Whatever that organization you're a part of.
And the thing is, if you can't find a way to be proud of that organization, I think you need a whole new mindset change. You need to look at...
Well, if it's a job, you probably need a new job.
Exactly, yeah. Or...
I hope you don't get that way with the family.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. That's the mind... Then you need to change your mindset.
Right.
And even the job. If you're not proud of your job, I mean, even if you just have to think, I'm getting a paycheck out of the place, well, then you're still doing okay, and you should be proud of it. You're getting a paycheck.
Right.
So there's always something to be proud of, no matter what organization you're part of.
Absolutely.
And again, being proud of it, it'll change you inside, too. Just yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing how you'll think about yourself and your outlook on the whole world.
Yeah. Yeah, just to start identifying different.
Right. So. Yeah.
Cool.
Number 9?
Yeah. I love it. No whining. Communicate positively and well. Don't be high maintenance.
So no whining, that's a tough one, ain't it?
Oh, boy, yeah. So I can apply these to daddy daycare all day long.
Right.
But, I mean, the thing is, like I said, whether you're managing a business, your house, or your kids, this one's pretty important.
Yeah.
And you got to think about what whining is. So for my two-year-old, whining is, I want my milk. And that kid already knows. You go to the kitchen, you say the fridge, and you say, please. And then you get your milk.
Right.
So if a two-year-old can figure out how to get milk, then right. an adult can figure out how to get a promotion without whining about it. Then an adult, you can figure out how to do anything without whining.
Right. Just,
there's always another way to say something.
Right. And I think what's key on there is communicate positively.
Yeah.
And I think for all of us, that can probably, there's at times it tests us.
Yeah.
Whether it be at home or at work on that, where I can tell you at work, there's times I have a problem communicating yeah. positively.
Yeah.
But I always try to go back and think about it.
Yeah.
You know, my number one thing, I think for the most part, I convey that, but it is one of those that we all find ourselves there whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Because there's something we don't like about what's going on.
Yeah.
And to communicate positively when somebody's doing something that, if you want to say, isn't positive.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's hard to convey that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at home, the same way.
Right.
You know, a two-year-old's throwing a fit. It's hard to communicate positively.
Right.
But it gets easier the more you do it, I got to say, too.
Absolutely.
Once you get used to it, it becomes a habit.
Right. So, that's the key thing. Trying to make it a habit. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I'll take number 10.
You should.
Keep learning. So if you don't keep up, you'll become obsolete. So I think keep learning. A lot of life lessons there.
Yeah.
And I think all of us need to keep learning. And I think for this, what they were talking about with work is if there's something new or new technology or whatever it happens to be, keep learning. Otherwise, pretty soon you're going to be that dinosaur and you're going to be at the back of the pack. And then you're wondering why you're not getting a promotion or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
Is because you're stuck in that single lane, right? You haven't followed yep. a bunch of these other, if you want to say, the other nine commandments of doing things.
Exactly.
And you're in the rut and you're not going to get out if you don't want to learn anything.
Yeah.
And you got to, and part of that's really looking inside and say, hey, where are my deficiencies?
Yeah.
And what do I need to do better at? What do I need to learn?
Yep.
And like I say, sometimes it could be a new piece of technology. Other times it's just that self-reflection.
Yeah.
And saying, boy, I'm not real good at this.
Yeah. Well, like you talked about public speaking. It's just something you learned because you learned it and now you do it. And you
right.
speak in front of 400 people.
Yeah.
And you just had to learn how to do it.
And I know for me, and we all took speech class,
yeah.
you know, in high school. I even took a speech class in college. And I wouldn't say that I was real enthused about being a public speaker.
yeah.
But now it's one of those that you know, me personally, like I mentioned in a few of my stories, is really paying attention to who does a good job and what.
Yeah.
Because you see some people, they rush through, and others, they can pause and just... Even watching comedians, my wife and I went to watch a comedian last night. Just how do they deal with things, right?
Yeah.
But all they're doing is public speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whether you're giving a big presentation or you're being a comedian.
Oh, I
it's
suppose
just
comedians.
Different forms of public speaking.
Yeah.
And the key thing is, however you do it, A, is be yourself.
Yeah.
But how do you get your message across?
Yeah.
Whether it be, like I said, a presentation, whether it be a safety meeting, or whether it be there to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know, it's all public speaking, and it's all, how do you convey that?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of different ways to look at things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to keep learning. Otherwise,
yeah.
otherwise, like you said, you're going to be that dinosaur.
One, I mean, that right there goes back to, well, a lot of stuff does, we keep saying, but that goes back to Forever Fathers, and it goes back to your story, your interview of all the people that you learned from. It was just a constant... I learned from this person, this person, this person. My favorite quote from your interview is, everybody's got a story, and you can learn from everybody.
Right.
And so, yeah, at work, you can learn from one thing. I don't actually know if it was you or Brian that told me, well, you can learn something from everybody. Yeah, and it was years ago. I was pouring concrete with one of you. But you can learn something from everybody. And I remember I was having a tough time with a boss at Hormel. And I can't remember who it was. And it was one of you said, well, you can learn something. They got to be your boss somehow. They're still your boss. They're still getting paid more than you. You got to figure something out. They're doing something right. And that's how you can apply that to work. I mean, no matter who it is, you can still learn from them. You can still, there's a certain amount of humility you can put in there and back up and figure out what they're doing.
Yeah, what did they do to get to where they're at?
Yeah.
And that says a lot. If you're able to, you know, step back and be able to look at that, whether you share their management style techniques or any of that, whether you share that or not, I mean, it is one of those that, you know, and I think in that way, Brian and I are a lot alike, that we're able to say you can learn something from everybody. Yeah.
That's why I don't remember who said it.
Some could be positive, some could be negative.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it depends how you're looking at it.
Yeah, you can always learn what not to do. That's an option as well.
And there's a lot to be said about that, right?
Yep.
There is a lot to be said about that. You know, watching somebody's negativity and how they do things, you say, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, don't be like that guy.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you. I mean, the Ten Commandments came from Ben, so I was pretty lucky to have it. I mean, that was a setup right there.
Yep, so. I was glad you never saw it coming.
No.
And it is one of those that the reason I brought it up, because I believe it's important.
Yeah.
And it teaches us a lot of life lessons in there. And I think you follow those,
you'll be doing okay.
You'll be doing all right in life.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you doing Friday follow-up on yourself and with me.
I'm glad I was able to do it on myself, the first person to be able to do that.
It worked out all right.
And it worked out great. And definitely, like I've always said, Alec, great talking to you.
You too.
Great being a part of the process.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Yep.